Later on tonight, we've got Jailbreak, where Kirsty Warner teaches you how to make a gun out of 3 pencils, an elastic band, and a shoe. But first, the news.
Appleton News Pod, your daily dose of Podified News, with your host, Rod Cromberg.
Yo, back up now and give a brother room. These are the headlines and they're about to go boom. Elderly woman makes 37,000th doily in a row and then loses fingers in Mincer. Small illegal immigrant found hiding in cheese and onion pasty at local baker's, and elderly man decides against passing away in his sleep last night. Those were the headlines, now kiss me. I think that's a bit forceful to say kiss me. Good evening, the headlines were there, this is the news. Local beautician Fallio Fallatio has been arrested again this week for persistently lying his way through the day. Worried co-workers looked on with worry on their faces as he was arrested, and one even shouted, "No!" But it was to no avail as the man was carted off. Police lying expert Salmon Bravo told us, "Too many times has this man been telling lies, and because of this he has to be dealt with severely and frutally." It has been said that the lie that led to his arrest was that he had just got back from the shops, where he had seen a bunch of melons that made a very neat pyramid. It is also said that he once bought a picture of Val Kilmer and put a picture of himself next to it. He has been sent away for tests, where he will no doubt be burnt to a cinder.
Boiling the news kettle and having a newsy brew.
And now, we're actually going to do a new segment called In Your Community. We're going to be talking to a young gentleman who's actually serving community service right now for stealing pens. Let's go and have a word with him.
Whatever, I ain't got no respect for you, yeah? So what, like I stole a pen and now they've got me cleaning a gate? What's that going to do? What's that going to do? What's this guy doing here?
Tim Regulator, the local builder, has today forgotten his birthday for the 5th year in the row. It is now said to be becoming a matter of local and national concern. Dave, who is actually called Tim, should this week have been celebrating his 43rd birthday, but the fact that he forgot, well, meant that he didn't. Tim spoke to us earlier on the phone, and this is what he told us.
"I've been sat here for days and I don't know why. All I do is watch Jeremy Kyle, because I like Jeremy Kyle's eyes, I like Jeremy Kyle's ears, I like Jeremy Kyle's eyebrows, I like Jeremy Kyle's teeth, I like Jeremy Kyle's voice. I have no issues with the world, really. I like Jeremy Kyle's."
Tim's wife refused to be interviewed, but did release a statement later on saying, "Although I am concerned that he cannot remember his birthday, or anything else for that matter, it is something that I cannot honestly care about." We asked her why, and she ignored us and skipped away. Tim, who is pictured here, if you just want to, yeah, you can see that one, is still sat in the same position, and has said he will stay that way until they recommission the series Airwolf. And a side bit of news, I will be going for a date with his wife tomorrow night, because she's hot.
It's time for a word with the toughest talking political columnist in the world. It's Rogan Josh.
Ah, Rogan Josh here. You know, the roadworks on Biscuit Street, they're deliberate. No reason for them at all. The man on the job, I spoke to him today, he told me he did not know why they were digging such a big hole, but he hoped to find out as he could smell gas. Now I tell you this, this village is being probed with a big finger up its arse and nobody knows why. You know, it beggars belief that the world is the way it is. Then, you know, the roads are being dug up, no obvious reason. They say essential maintenance, I say get bent, you arse chewer.
The comments of Rogan Josh are not necessarily the comments of the news pod or anyone.
Good evening, welcome to Heppleton News Pod Book Club. The latest book by Gonad Warchest, The Cheesecake Werewolf, is out today. It depicts a tragic, thrilling tale of a werewolf addicted to killing as much as he is addicted to cheesecake. The bittersweet story of murder, death, and cheesecakes brought a lump to my throat. It brought a tear to my eye, and yes, it was one of those books that actually made me do a little bit of a wee-wee. It's a truly wonderful book, especially the ending, where the cheesecake maker, Susan, saves him from the werewolf underworld. Oh no, I've done it again.
Whipping up a local news storm. Back after the break.
Tonight on Darnton Castle, things become more interesting.
But m'lady doesn't like soup. I can't find the socks.
What are we going to do? He's got rabies.
Yes, my lord, I understand you are constipated.
Darton Castle. Frilly dresses and old things. That's it.
Hello, I am Madame Gwim. I will read your palm. Tell me your name and I'll tell you some stuff. Wolf from Gladiators used me once.
Hello! Do you often rue the day that you bought a dog and a motorbike and wished you could share those two equally brilliant things in one go? Well, call us, or go on our website. helmetsfordogsthatgoonmotorbikes.co.uk/offer1. Yes, this is brilliant.
The Heppleton News Pod is in the house.
The village knife exhibition was last night thrown into chaos after a mystery streaker ran across one of the many event tents and was castrated by a 4-foot samurai steak knife. The exhibition was stopped for up to 3 hours later. Onlookers spoke of the scene, and this is what one of them told us earlier on.
It was complete madness. The chef was showing us this samurai steak knife. And this man, who I can only say was definitely a man, because that whole, you know, like that whole willy business and all that, ran into the arena, started running around the chef's table. I saw him stop, the knife dropped. I passed out because I tell you what.
The show's organisers, Pippins International, released a statement later on saying, "We here at Pippins say that the event was a total success and the castration of the streaker was a pure accident. If he was not waving his todger in the wrong place at the wrong time, then maybe his junior self will still be with him." It is said that this man performed this streak because he believed that his downstairs area looked like a Cumberland sausage, although on reports from onlookers it looked more like a small chipolata.
Sports Desk!
Good evening, I'm Roger Steng. The local football league slowly ground to a halt last night as the clubs were forced to shut down the league, temporarily hopefully due to an unprecedented outbreak of shyness amongst the players and staff of up to 12 teams. Obviously the matches were all postponed and the referees were called in advance to let them know so they could go and shave their heads. Nobody at the moment is available to make a statement, but one player did tell us to go away and we were being naughty. It's thought that this shyness bug is passed through jumping on a trampoline for more than 10 minutes. Little bit of Heppleton Phoenix news. Player Ernest Wowfactor was sacked yesterday for pulling out a gun mid-training session and shooting a grouse flying nearby. The club said in a statement it operates a no-shooting-during-training policy, and that had been ignored here.
Quick summary of the game. You want it quick? Heppleton Phoenix 0, Animated Pygmy 1. The game's crap. Heppleton Phoenix are crap. Animated Pygmy are crap, but not as crap as Heppleton Phoenix. Captain Feng Ding Wang has just gone off with a cut throat after he tried to give himself a shave halfway through the game. For some reason, striker Adam Moobs is playing this match in his wife's underwear. I don't know how much more of this I can take, Roger.
Remember, anybody planning to go to Heppleton Phoenix's next home game against Bumglass Albion, anybody called Steve will not be allowed in. For some reason, the chairman doesn't like that name, and the Steves are still banned. That's all for tonight. Good night, good night, good night.
If it's not news, ignore it.
An elderly gentleman, whiskied two times, was run over in tragic circumstances yesterday. He had stood up to adjust the zip on his thong when his wheelchair broke loose and started to hurtle down the hill at breakneck speed. Mr. Two Times gave chase, running like an Olympic sprinter despite being wheelchair bound from birth, sometimes hurdling cars and even at one point hurdling a woman who had a big head. The wheelchair came to a rest in the middle of a busy main carriageway, and as he clambered back into the vehicle, a 10-ton truck carrying a large 18-foot piece of beef slammed into him and squished him. He leaves the world as a dead man. Now we're going to head over to Boris to find out what's going on in the profanity index, what's been the risers and fallers in this day. Boris, what's the news?
Thank you, Rod. Well, arse candles risen 88% in the run-up to Christmas. Buttock Monkey rose against the pork sword. Bell Peace rose in the US by 28% due to Barack Obama's impending circumcision. That's everything we've got for you on the Profanity Index, Rod. Go back to you.
Competition time. Would you like to win electric fencing for you and your neighbours? Would you watch as those burglars die? Would you laugh as those bints turn to human bacon? Simply text the word frazzle to 81819 and we will send you a code. Then, in the next 2 weeks, the Heppleton Examiner newspaper will put the code on the page 3 girl's nipples. If you've won and your code matches the nipple code, then you win electric fencing for you and your neighbours. Good luck!
Tonight's closing headlines. Man tickles fat woman and immediately regrets it. Group of children run riot after making first pancake ever. And picture of David Cameron defaced by angry owl outside the town hall. Those have been the headlines tonight. And believe me, if it's not news, all you do is ignore it. Good night.
If you like this podcast, go to facebook.com/Heppleton News Pod and like it, and they will like you. They might even give you a biscuit.